In 2 weeks' time, on September the 18th, the people of Scotland will head to the polls. They'll decide whether or not to become independent of the United Kingdom. But after more than 300 years in the Union, is independence the right path for Scotland? Responses to this question from both sides have been passionate and often very personal, especially from the Scottish hip-hop community. Enter Loki, aka Darren McGarvey, a Glasgow-based hip-hop artist who feels it's his duty to get people to vote yes for independence. With his new crowdfunded EP, which is called GIMP, or Government Issue Music Protest, he puts everything out on the table, from class to poverty to politics, and why Scots should embrace their unique accent. Maria Bakalapoulou met up with Loki in Glasgow.
My name is Loki. I'm a 29-year-old artist in Scotland. Glasgow-based, who raps, journalism, activism. Everything I do is carrying that message.
Darren McGarvey, a.k.a. Loki, sits comfortably with his Glasgow brogue, baseball cap cocked to one side and headphones around his neck. He has the true swagger and confidence of a true hip-hop artist. As one of Scotland's best-known rappers, he is ready to get in the ring and use his sharp lyrics to get people to the polls on September 18th and vote yes for independence.
I think artists who make political music or touch on political themes in their songs cannot sit on the fence when it comes to a big political decision, you know? Lucky for me, I knew what I wanted to vote. I wanted to vote yes, and I knew that from the outset, that as citizens, we're the ones responsible for the quality of the democracy. We're the ones responsible for the quality of the politicians. I knew what artists are just reduced to sitting, commentating on it, and moaning about it as well. Artists are architects of change in societies, real artists, and I want to be a real artist.
Music is playing a crucial role for the rallying of the yes vote. Glasgow indie legends, Mogwai, are using their celebrity to impact the vote. Guitarist and active speaker for the yes vote, Stuart Braithwaite.
I know that a lot of musicians and artists really rallied behind the independence cause, and I think that the most important thing with people like ourselves being involved is just to normalise it, because I think that politicians have a real knack, it's kind of like lawyers, of speaking in a way that alienates people. And I think that musicians generally are a lot closer to your average person than politicians are.
From his upcoming EP GIMP, Government Issue Music Project, paid through crowdfunding, dedicated to the people of Scotland and the issues they are debating in the upcoming referendum. Growing up in a broken home gave Loki the depth to understand hardships of growing up poor in Scotland, which he is translating into his music.
Once I became aware of the fact that my story had currency in the local community or with other artists, and that this gave me a kind of value, that was exciting to me because, you know, financially, I didn't have much. I don't come from much. I come from Pollock, south side of Glasgow. It's just a notoriously rough community, and some people are lucky to make it out of it because the attitudes of people in those communities, because of the poverty and the deprivation, they have attitudes that are not conducive to progress sometimes. They have attitudes that hold them back. So for me, I grew up in an alcoholic home. And then I became an alcoholic. My mother grew up in an alcoholic home, became an alcoholic, passed it on to me. So there's a cycle that repeats itself in families that grow up in these communities.
Loki sobered up and made his mark on the local scene. Scottish hip-hop was often not seen as a contender on the international music scene, the accent often viewed as a disadvantage. This is all changing now.
It was the indoctrination of entertainment. It didn't even occur to me that I could use my own accent. There were no examples for me to be inspired by. So obviously the first time I heard the Scottish accent, then I thought, that sounds really weird, and I cringed at it. Of course, let's look at that. Why am I cringing at the sound of my own voice? What's happened to me as a person and as a culture? Where does that come from? Why do I want to sound fake?
He got off the damp chair in the face of the sheet, rain, slid on his backpack and boarded the evening train. in keeping with his usual habits. He sat on the seat at the end of a lonely carriage. The train slowly pulled out.
My motives began to change over time. I began to see that it was important to retain my accent, and that if I wanted to be big or I wanted to be acknowledged, then it would have to be with the accent, which then sets a very clear challenge to me as an artist. How do I make this work? Because I believe if you're a great artist, it doesn't really matter how you sound or what you talk about. It's about how you do it.
Agitating on this subject is a natural place for Loki to be right now.
It's a dead exciting time to be Scottish. I'm not a patriot by any means. I just happen to be Scottish. It's more about my country being able to take its own decisions and fall on its own sword if need be. What countries have you heard of that declared themselves independent from Britain? It's a dying empire, you know.
On that note, more off of GIMP with The End, a song that tells a fictional story of a terrorist attack set in a nightmarish future Britain.
Can't expect life to be kind to you.
Loving you.
For your days sit on your backside and complain about it.
For DW, I'm Maria Bakalopoulou in Glasgow.
Slid on his backpack and boarded the evening train. In keeping with his usual habits, he sat on the seat at the end of a lonely carriage. The train slowly pulled out the station, and the world became cloaked in the darkness of a tunnel. Leaving the platforms free for the water rats to scurry in the mad rush for scraps of food and other things only rats find useful. He opened his pack and took out a bottle wrapped in a polythene.